Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
I am in Brookings, South Dakota today. Beautiful Brookings, South Dakota. And why might I be in Brookings, South Dakota today to broadcast the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO? I think unless you've been living in a cave, you know why I'm in Brookings. This is the home of South Dakota State. And tomorrow in the afternoon at Coughlin Alumni Stadium, it is going to be number one ranked North Dakota State versus number six ranked South Dakota State in the annual Dakota Marker football game. I'm not going to say it's for all the marbles, but it is for at least three quarters of the marbles, because this is a big football game tomorrow. And we'll talk much about that over the course of the next 3 hours up until 5 o'clock. We'll talk with Zach Zenner, the star running back from South Dakota State. We'll talk with John Stiegelmeyer, the coach of South Dakota State. We have an interview in the can with Grant Olson, linebacker for North Dakota State. And we'll get a chance at the end of the show to talk with Terry Vandervec. He's covered the Jackrabbits for, about 10 years now for the Argus Leader newspaper in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I need to say this. I need to thank Stop and Go and La Quinta Inn and Suites and Minot and Dickinson for sponsoring today's show. Always great to have Stop and Go aboard sponsoring my programs. They're a great supporter of KFGO on the Mike McFeely Show. And I also love the La Quinta Inn in Minot. I've stayed there. I've not stayed in the one in Dickinson. But if you're heading out west, you know, for oil business or for vacation or anything else, do not bypass the La Quinta Inn in either Minot or Dickinson. Before we get to everything else coming up football related on today's show, I need to do what we've been doing lately on Friday afternoons, and that is talking with Sean Reed of Froggy 99.9, because he and his team at Froggy 99.9 have been doing a very fun thing on Friday evenings in the Fargo-Moorhead area. It's called tailgating, folks, and it's called high school football. Sean, how you doing, my friend? How are things going this Friday?
You know, they're going good, and you know what La Quinta is Spanish for?
I don't.
High-speed internet. Free high-speed internet. True story. They did a billboard campaign a few years ago. I thought it was genius marketing.
That is genius marketing. I like the way you think about that. Hey, where is the Froggy 99.9 team going to be tonight for tailgating at a high school football game?
We're heading east, Mike. It's a big one. Holly and DGF, we're heading to the home of the Rebels. It's homecoming. It is big stuff. Not going to say it's the best of the season so far, but it's one of the best, and big Minnesota rivalry going on. We're going to be a part of it.
There is no love lost between the Nuggets and the Rebels. I do know that. I'm a Minnesota guy. These teams just don't like each other. Plus, it's homecoming, so it's going to be a nice crowd in Glendon for the ball game tonight. What are you guys going to do? I saw you in work at Moorhead a couple of weeks ago. I've heard some great reports from when you were at Hawley and some other places. Tell the folks who listen to KFGO what Froggy's going to be doing tonight at the DGF Hawley football game.
Tell you what, we're hanging out. We're heading there about 5. We'll bring some subs. We'll bring some soda, Subway, Sun Drop. And really what it's all about, Mike, is as we hit all parts of the FM community and beyond, is being a part of what they already have. All these schools that we've had the chance to be to, Hawley last week, Fargo South. We've headed out to the fine folks of Moorhead, the Spuds. Just there's so much fun. Parents of players and staff and students, we just have the opportunity to kind of be a part of that and kind of sprinkle that over the airwaves of Froggy 99.9 and our sister station Y94, where we get to spotlight all these great schools. And in addition to the football program, kind of let the listeners know all the great things going on, from the drama department to the coaches of the track and field team, and that's what we'll do no different here at DGF coming up in a few hours.
Well, and I know that NDSU sucks a lot of oxygen out of the room when it comes to football in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and I know that people on Sunday afternoons live and die with what Christian Ponder, or this week Matt Castle, do for the Vikings. But really, one of the cool things about living in the Fargo-Moorhead area is that high school football still matters. And if you haven't been to a high school football game recently, get out to one. You know, if you live in Dilworth, or if you live in Castleton, or if you live in Wheaton, Minnesota, or Windermere, North Dakota, and you haven't been to a game, go to one in your community. Go to one in a nearby town. It is just fun. My family has gone to the last couple of Moorhead Spuds games, and I'll be honest, I hadn't been to a high school football game in a couple of years. We've had an absolute blast. It's a different thing. It's not all this commercial. It's not always somebody talking over the PA system. It's just a little slice of America on a Friday night, and it's wonderful, Sean. It's just a blast.
You can't go wrong either with the matchup coming up tonight, DGF and Holly, and that's really what it is. It's basically what are you doing this week every Friday night for many of these communities that aren't just down the road from the Dome, which, of course, next Saturday is going to be a fun one after the boys take care of business down there tomorrow. But it really is the thing to look forward to, and we've had the opportunity to now do this. This is our fourth year of Froggy Football Fridays, and it really is that. It's not to bang Froggy's chest and say, hey, look, we're coming to you. It's more, thank you for being a part of it. And I tell you what, we got a colleague here, Jen, in our building. She's part of the DGF community, and she has been giddy all week. Her daughter's more so of us heading out there. So it really is fun. And as you said, the commercial feel and this, that, or the other, it's really about just having some fun, having a good game, and should be a good one tonight. Although you mentioned Christian Ponder, not as cool as maybe having a picture with Sam Ponder. Did you get one last weekend when she was in town?
I did not.
I photoshopped.
You did, I presume, or
no,
what?
Clearly my Facebook page says I did, but that was a little photoshopping going on there. And alas, I think we are more of a fan here in the FM community of Sam Ponder than possibly her husband currently.
Now, I want to ask you one last question before I let you go, and it is this. Who have you cut a deal with when it comes to the weather on Friday nights as you're doing these tailgating events with Froggy 99.9 and Y94? Because tonight, I think the weather is going to be okay. It's very nice here in Brookings right now. Maybe some rain later on tonight, but so far, I think on Friday nights, it's been pretty good weather-wise. Do you kind of deal with somebody, or you pay off somebody?
It was a dark alley. We didn't make eye contact, Mike. I really can't talk about it. Anonymous, we'll leave that as. But no, we've been very lucky. It's been great. It was man, when we were at Shanley a few weeks back, it was upwards of 90. But tell you what, this is it's going to be overcast. It's going to be a bit nippy. Maybe this will be the opportunity to maybe display that mock turtleneck, the one you got last Christmas, maybe the first time to wear to the season. But it's good. And I tell you what, a little precipitation, that never really hurt anyone, especially when you're getting ready to see some football, homecoming, DGF and Holly.
All right, one last time, tell people where you are going to be, where they can find you at the DGF Holly football game tonight, and again, what's all going to be happening with Froggy 99.9.
We're going to be right on the 50-yard line, Mike. We're going to be there. We'll be right by the main entrance there, behind the school, DGF, home of the Rebels, as we were at Holly last week. Going to be fun. Going to be a little interesting now to see them as the visitors this week. Nugget Nation, so great. But that's where we'll be, about 5 o'clock. So come on out. Take your time as you're rolling in, parking, grab some subs from Subway, some Sun Drop, and we'll hang there probably for the entire game tonight. You don't get much better throughout the area. You got DGF and Holly. It's going to be on TV as well. So it'll be rolling out the red carpet out there, home of the Rebels. It should be a good one.
All right, cool, Sean. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by, as you've done every Friday. You're always welcome to stop by the Mike McFeely Show and tell us what's happening on Froggy 99.9. Because as I say every week on the show and we talk to Sean, there are so many people who listen to KFGO who love country music. And let me say this. If you're not going to be listening to KFGO, please go to Froggy. Check out the country music there. Those guys do a great job. It's just such a great crossover, such a great promotional opportunity for both stations to feed off each other, and we're happy to be a part of that. So check out Froggy 99.9, and their website is froggyweb.com. Sean, thank you very much.